Well, last night was a heartbreaker. It really was. And we could kind of see it coming. I mean, let's be real. Not just entering game four, entering game three. And to a certain extent, August and September. I mean, they just hadn't played great baseball in 4 months. I mean, they really hadn't. They hadn't played great baseball in 4 months. All right, for more on all this, let's welcome in the King, Howard Eskin. Good morning, King.
Good. What's good about it? What's good about it? Philadelphia is in.
We're talking to you, Howard. That's a good thing.
It's a figure of speech, Howard. How about that? All right. So, Howard, what is your reaction to the end of the Philly season? What's your main reaction?
Well, my reaction is I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because I've talked about this. I don't like the lineup. It's flawed. Against playoffs, it's not a good playoff lineup, and I've continued to say that. And it doesn't work. Number one, I would fire every single analytics person, every one of them. Get them away. Send them. I don't care where you send them. Send them away from Philadelphia. They, I think, are the main reason that this lineup is the way it is, because analytics say this guy hits here and this guy's going to be good. And it's all nonsense. It's not baseball. Kansas City won a game, and obviously they're not going to win the series. They won with 10 singles. You know why? Because they put the ball in play. It wasn't a team loaded with strikeouts. That's number one. Get rid of every one of those people and play the game the way it's supposed to be played, and let Rob Thompson, with all the years of baseball, have a feel for the game without a computer. Number two, and the lineup's flawed, I've said that, they only have one starting outfielder. They only have one, and that's Castellanos.
Yeah.
The other two guys are fourth outfielders on almost any other team in baseball. It doesn't work. Where's Reese Hoskins? You know, I mentioned I thought that was a mistake when they didn't re-sign him. Because Harper wanted to play first, if you had kept Harper in the outfield, then you would have had two outfielders. Hoskins would have been good for this lineup. That's another thing. And that's Dave Dombrowski's fault. Bad trades is Dave Dombrowski's fault. And I like that the guy is a terrific baseball guy. No question how good a baseball guy he is. But in his past, he seized the moment. He went after it. And Joe, I think you brought up Dallas Green earlier, but I'm going to bring him up for another reason. Dallas and I talked all the time. What a terrific, terrific baseball guy. And he said, when you're there, you've got to seize, and you have that team, seize the moment. You make trades. You do trade your young players, because if you're a good organization, you'll be able to draft and develop more good young players. Seize the moment, which Dave Dombrowski didn't do with his bullpen. He didn't do with his outfield. And you've got to do it and take a shot. It's just stop blaming Rob Thompson. The manager is really not the reason. If you change the manager, you still have the same players. And I'll throw this at you guys. Would you trade? You're talking about trades? JT Realmuto is really on the back end of his career. I mean, solid catcher. He's not going to give you much offensively anymore. He's been hurt. He was hurt again this year. I don't know, and I don't know what you can do. I don't know what you can do with this team. But those are my
No, I think you say a lot thoughts. Of really good points, Howard. I think you bring up a lot here that makes sense.
Howard, there were some players that we've really come to depend upon that just sort of the bottom fell out in this one. Jeff Hoffman, I just never would have expected it. What happened in the postseason with him?
Well, maybe everybody expected too much. He did a lot of good things in the regular season until that last series in Washington. I don't know if he's tired. I don't know if the moment's too big for him. This team doesn't have a closer. I mean, come on, what the closer they got? Not even a closer. He's just not that good.
He's not that good.
Jeff Hoffman is, you know, who is your closer? Who is your guy? I mean, Alvarado, I was done with him last year, even though he had a kind of a good year. I was done with him. Who is your closer? It's just...
Well, it doesn't feel like...
Kind of thought,
Alvarado is going to be considered moving forward.
No, Alvarado moving forward,
is he a guy that they're just not willing to take chances with any longer? It felt like
I'm done with him.
I think they move off of him.
It feels that way.
Howard, which player?
You've got to find a closer. You know, Jeff Hoffman, John, I think you kind of, with your question, implied that Jeff Hoffman could have been the closer. You just can't throw a guy into that. I mean, it's just the moment. It may have been too big.
It might have been. Howard, which player, hitter or pitcher, disappointed you the most in the series?
Well, everybody's pointing to Bohm. I could go through a litany of players.
I know. Is it Trey Howard? That's why I put him above a guy like Hoffman. Hoffman's making no money. Trey Turner's making $300 million. I go right to Trey. He disappointed me the most.
Well, wait a minute. Don't you have to talk to the assistant general manager, Bryce Harper, on the situation with Trey Turner?
I think you have to. Howard, what the heck happened with Alec Bohm? Like, there's clearly a lot more than just his hand hurt.
I don't know. But I'm not trading Alec Bohm. I think he's got great potential. I saw that he was one of the guys that tried to make contact and went with pitches, you know, before he got hurt. And at the beginning of this season, he was the player. There's no way that I would trade Alec Bohm. Absolutely none. You know, and look at another outfielder, Matt Vierling. I mean, I'm bringing up names. What did they get for him? Look, he had a nice year with Detroit, and they're still in the playoffs.
I think that was the Soto trade, I think.
Yeah, I think it was in Cody Clemens. But the thing is, I'm not trading Alec Bohm. I don't know what happened to him. But here's another thing. I am absolutely done with. And I just beat my head in trying to think about what is Schwarber still leading off for? That's got to stop. I mean, Harold.
I don't think that was the issue, Howard. He had a bad series, but I don't think that was the issue.
You know what? When he hits home runs, you said so many leadoff home runs. How about hitting home runs with men on base? How about it's not going to change. He's still going to hit home runs. I want to utilize, when you're not hitting, you've got to utilize your speed. You can't do it with Schwarber at the top of your lineup. You just can't do it. I still stay, and I think Stott would be, he was 2 years ago, a more disciplined hitter. I think he could be a leadoff hitter. I think he would take.
He's got to get better, though, Howard. I mean, Stott took a big step backwards this year. Theoretically, I like your point, but I mean, he's got to be able to get on base 36% of the time, and he wasn't even close.
Yep, he doesn't even know where he's hitting in the lineup. I mean, if you don't try to start the season without Schwarber leading off, I would try Stott and Turner. Maybe it gives them more responsibility, and if they get on base, you generate some excitement within the team, not just with the fans, by running. I think both of them had over 30 stolen bases last year. Neither one of them got close this year. It's just because Stott's not going to be able to steal where he is. If Schwarber gets on base, how can Turner steal? You've got to utilize speed when you're not scoring runs. And this team, without home runs, it's obvious. Without home runs, they have trouble putting the ball in play.
That's true. That's right. Howard,
you got to play the game the right way. Play it the right way. And Rob Thompson is not the problem. He is not the problem.
All right, so Howard, let's end with where we started, Rob Thompson. So I agree with you. I would not fire him, but many want him fired. Do you think John Middleton will fire him?
I would say, I don't know if John has patience or not. John is one of the best owners in baseball, one of the best owners in sports, and he passion. But I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to relay a little story. Yesterday at the Eagles, I'm not going to say who it was, an Eagles person comes up to me, says, I'm not really that big on baseball, but why do they keep on talking about the World Series instead of we got to win the next game? And I said, it was the owner in spring training who said he wanted his trophy back. And, you know, and that stuck in everybody's head. And you got to focus on what's immediately in front of him. But I think John Middleton will have patience. I think Rob Thompson's going to be here next year. I think he should be here next year. because if you change the managers, you still, I know you can't change all the players, but you still can't change the players. You've got to do something with that team, with that lineup, and it's embarrassing to have two outfielders or a fourth outfielder. And obviously Trey Turner is got to be better. We know he's not a good defensive player, but he's got to be way better offensively. Somebody's got to change.
Well said, Howard.
Howard, do we need a new hitting coach?
I would say yes. I would say if you're going to blame somebody, blame the hitting coach. And everybody talks about, oh, he's so great, he's so great. Then why do they keep on changing teams? He's only great if you can get the hitters to do what you think is right, and apparently he couldn't. Apparently he
didn't
couldn't
seem
do
like it.
You
yeah.
know what impresses
yeah.
me about? I see Barry Bonds, who I don't like a little bit,
right.
choked up on the bat, and he still hit all those home
That's
runs.
That's right.
JT Realmuto is one of the few players on this team that actually chokes up on the bat. You can still hit the ball hard, and that approach is not taken.
It's a great point, Howard. It's amazing. Bonds is one of the last guys to do it consistently, and he's the best baseball player of the last 50 years. So, Howard, stay well, buddy. Always good having you on the show. Thanks, pal.
Keep Rob Thompson. I want Rob Thompson to stay.
All right, King. Stay well, man. Hey.